How about trying that again?
God damn it. Fuck.
He was muted. Look, I had it all set up funny because I was attempting to do that.
The audiobook
thing. I was going to record an audiobook for our super best friend and only person who's ever recommended this podcast. And it turns out I can't read. Turns out I'm an illiterate.
Turns out he's a failure as a person.
Well, so I'm trying to do it. And
I think part of the problem is you're going to have to do many takes.
Right.
It's not going to be just a once through and you're done.
Well, that's kind of, yeah. But the problem is I'm doing that by myself on this shitty laptop with a trackpad trying to edit on the fly.
I mean, get a mouse for one.
Even that, I have to stop every sentence.
You need an engineer to fucking...
Right.
Yeah. No, I get it. Or producer.
Because I'm like... Oh, I should probably hold the book not upside down.
Is it manga?
Yeah. I'm like... The story, as told by his grandmother, went that his... shit, fuck, piss. Now I got to start this whole paragraph over. And so I got to re-delete it.
The Revel Estate resembled more of a training ground than an upscale dwelling for a wealthy household. For example, the tilt yard sat adjacent to the Primrose Garden, and the servants' quarters were inaccessible if the gauntlet was in operation. Any tardy member of the house staff held that excuse ready on the lips.
Yeah, you should definitely do it.
Yeah, but the problem is that was one paragraph.
Yeah.
A page into it. I'm like, I fuck it.
Yeah.
The story as told by his grandmother.
Yeah. That's pretty much it, man. You get like three sentences in and then your fucking mouth just turns to mush.
I am capable of like reading with like emotion and.
Right. Same. Know. Like.
But yeah.
I can do the same thing. The problem is I can't do that. And then like. Especially trying to read off a book page, I get like three sentences in and then I'm like, oh fuck, I mangled like six words because I...
Maybe it'd be like a joint effort.
I mean, yeah, but there's a reason that when you're doing this sort of thing in a studio, you've got an audio, you got a guy engineering and a director telling you that you're mispronouncing all the names.
Oh, well, there's that.
I'm like, fuck, I guess I'm just going to guess how E-U-L-B-A is pronounced.
Yeah.
I went with Yulba.
Yulba?
That's my guess.
Yulba?
Yeah.
E-U, like the European Union?
Yeah, European Union.
Which Britain is no longer a part of.
Oh, did that go through?
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, Britain.
Good job.
You,
They Brexited.
Now you're not going to have your economy tanked by fucking Greece.
Right. Which countries that should not be in the EU.
Which is basically what that means, right?
I mean, that's a big part of it. No, it's going to be bad for them. It's going to be terrible.
I mean, I doubt it.
It won't be.
Sovereignty is never bad, really.
Well, that depends on who you ask in 2020, Trevor.
That's fair.
I mean, there's been a very strong movement towards a globalist government.
Yeah.
Everybody, we all have to be the same people. I don't think that's necessarily a good idea.
I'm going to be honest. I understand why people from this country have that thought process, that mindset.
I don't.
Well.
Because I think our country is badly set up.
Right.
Like,
but
our 50 states should definitely be 50 states that maybe have, like, trade agreements with each other. And,
like,
you know,
mean, like,
freedom of travel between each other. But
like it was supposed to be?
Right. Instead of everything in the country being ran by a relatively small group of fucking people.
Yeah, but
it's like Dick Masterson had this rant one time where he was talking about our government sucks because we haven't expanded it in I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
Many, many, many years.
Yeah.
Whereas like over in China, not that their government's good, but at least like their representation is equivalent across the board.
Yeah. One like, soldier per person who speaks out of line.
Well, sure. But
they've got the one soldier per loudmouth rule.
But instead of having, you know, we have 434 members of Congress or some shit
have
like that.
Thousands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Instead, what they do is gerrymander and fucking manipulate districts.
Yeah, that's just as good.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's fucking bad.
But yeah, like, our country is so fucking culturally diverse and from all over the place that, like, and it mostly works. Like, we get through it. This country's, for the most part, successful.
Sure.
But so they think, well, it could work for everywhere, but I'm surprised there are countries, like, I don't think countries in Europe realize how homogenized culturally they are.
Like, I know.
Could you imagine, like, even France are, like, 10 times more racist than we are right now.
French people hate everybody around them.
Right.
Germans typically hate everyone around them. Right. It's just how it fucking works.
So, I don't know. You know, I think it'd be interesting to be like, all right, we're gonna stop over here with the world government, and guess what? You get a little bit of this forced diversity. We're gonna start bussing kids to your schools.
So, like, every country has their own Mexicans.
Yeah.
You know, cheap labor forces that come in. So, like, Germany, it's Turkish people.
Yeah.
In England, it is Polish people.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't change.
Right.
I mean, people can sit there and pretend that it's way better in other places, but it's the same.
Yeah.
Just different shades of the same bullshit. Yeah, I know.
Well, we got political quick. How was your week?
Political.
Yeah.
It was a long and stressful week for me.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever been at work and gone, like, went home completely, like, I don't want to fucking go back to what I was doing.
Really?
Oh, my God. Went into a client's home.
Yeah.
Previously installed system by another company.
Oh.
And they wanted us to fix it.
Yeah.
And I get in there and I'm like, I am, like, without tearing this thing down, it's going to take me a lot of, in rebuilding it, it's going to take me a lot of time to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah.
Because documentation's not quite up to what it needs to be. I've never worked with any of this gear.
Yeah.
And day two in there.
Yeah.
No, it was day three in there. The owner comes home and he gets real salty with me.
Why?
Well, because I clearly didn't know what I was doing.
Oh.
He's like, and I kept telling him, this is going to take time. Like, we're trying to work through these problems. Like, basically, the reason it was working before is because somebody sat down and spent ungodly amounts of time just making it fucking kind of work.
Yeah.
Like, cobbling it together in the worst way possible.
Did you tell him, well, then call the people who did it the first time, you shitbag? That's what I'd have said.
I mean, I want to, but yeah. I didn't because, okay, you know, it's not my company. If it was my company, I might have done that.
Yeah.
So then my boss came over and he's, you know, trying to chew my boss out.
Yeah.
My boss was like, I get it. You're frustrated. But you came to us for help.
Yeah.
And he was like, I told you, like, I put in the proposal that it would be about 24 hours of worth of programming.
Yeah.
And we're not even halfway there. He's like, oh, well, I guess I didn't know that. So he's like, so how do you want to proceed? And somebody at your door?
I think that was my cat running around.
Oh, okay. And the guy's like, well, I mean, I guess I just want to, I guess I want it running and working right. Okay, then.
Then shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, just, dude's wife was really nice and, like, super understanding.
Yeah.
Like, she gets it. They got kind of fucking screwed by their builder, because the builder's like, oh, yeah, I got a guy who can do this for him.
Yeah.
And the guy did it for him and
didn't do a good job.
No, not at all. Like, even if somebody, like, if I had never done it, I'd have gone and looked at that and been like, this is not good.
Yeah.
This is something I'd do for, I don't know, myself if I was really lazy.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that took a lot out of me, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of fucking banging my head against the wall trying to figure shit out and on the line with our tech support for the software we use. And those guys were like, ooh, this is bad news, man. I'm like, what the? You're not supposed to tell me that. You're just supposed to help me.
Like, just tear it all out and put in something else.
Yeah. I mean, that would be ideal. And I kind of I was talking to my boss about that. I'm like, maybe next time we should, that's the route we should go. Like, just tell them if you want it done, we're going to have to do it right.
Yeah. We're going to have to do a fresh install because
I'm sorry that you paid this much money for it and it doesn't function the way you want it to.
Yeah.
But
we can't guarantee other people's work.
Right. And that's really part of the problem. That's definitely part of my frustration.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm like, I got to do it. So, yeah.
Right.
So I found one of my least favorite parts of the job. Shit like that.
Well, good. I'm glad you hate your job too. Now I don't feel so bad.
I don't hate the job.
No, you hate your job.
I don't hate my job.
You hate your job and your life.
Oh, I don't know if I told one of our listeners to write in.
Yeah. Was that me or you?
Yeah, it was you. I got mine on vibrate,
homie. Damn it.
Every time.
Damn, shut up.
Oh my God.
There, now it's done.
Jake emailed or texted me.
Yeah.
And said that he was on board with our Alamo ban or boycott.
Oh yeah, good.
So I don't know if he wrote in an email.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to get up and go find my email device and then we'll see who the emails are.
You should check that, because otherwise I'll tell his story now.
All right.
Because if you don't, I'll forget.
Fill time.
I'm filling time. You're not. So, fuck, whatever. Started watching a new show.
All right. What show?
It was called Raising Dion.
You're so good at this.
I know.
Goddamn.
Just
okay.
Cut it out. Raising Dion. It's a Netflix original. It's okay. About this black kid who's got these superpowers.
Ooh.
And doesn't know where they're from. Okay. He doesn't know how to control them. Also, his dad is missing. So it's his mom trying to find his dad and also trying to deal with the fact that her kid can fucking move things with his mind.
That sounds fun.
And it's good. Although the last episode I watched got super woke.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, I mean, I guess I can ignore it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've noticed something. Most of the white people in the show are monsters.
Well, of course.
They're the worst people.
Yeah, but also,
I mean,
most white people are monsters, so.
Most people are monsters.
Right. I'm okay with it.
But, I don't know. It stood out to me, is all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, otherwise, kind of a cool concept.
I don't know. I don't think that's so bad, because how many movies have you watched where most of the black people are monsters and it probably just washed right over you?
None.
Really?
None.
I'm sure I could think of one if I thought. Star Wars, two black characters, both villains. I mean, they both have redemption arcs, but still.
Who?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader's a white guy.
Not until he becomes a good guy.
He's still a white guy.
He's a black guy the entire time. God, he's a villain. It.
And who else?
Lando Calrissian betrays all of his friends.
I mean, well, you know.
And I'm pretty sure that's it. I'm pretty sure that's the whole cast.
That's the whole cast. That's all the bad people.
That's all the black people, I mean. In the entire franchise.
I mean, no.
Name a third one.
In the new ones?
No, talking about the original trilogy? Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Right? Just saying.
Lando is Judas.
Yeah, there's another good example. One black guy in Jesus Christ Superstar.
He's only black in that performance of it, the movie. Ugh.
Like, oh, we need a bad guy for Jesus Christ Superstar.
Let's make him black.
What the fuck kind of world are you living in? No wonder seeing black people be the good guys is so tough for you.
It's not seeing it. What?
No wonder you can't
How
handle
did you
it.
Spin this around to that.
What a monster.
Fuck. God damn it.
Oh, fuck. I think if anybody gets anything out of this show, I hope it's that you're just a massive racist.
Yeah, that's it.
God damn. So let me check the emails.
Okay.
Fuck. Come on, load up. We got One from Mimsy and one from Jake.
Oh, sweet. So we'll save it then. Okay. I'll save my story.
Excellent.
Because he'll tell it better than I will. Yeah, he was texting me and was like, you know, telling me about the Alamo. And I was like, write in. I was like, go write in about it. And he thought I was saying write into the Alamo about it. I'm like, no, write into the show about it.
Fuck them. They're not going to do anything. They'll probably just send you poison. That's what they do.
I mean, that's probably good.
They literally try to poison their constituents.
I was thinking about that as listening to the podcast.
Yeah, wow.
I'm like, maybe we should call them victims. Because that's what they are.
I mean, they're paying for it. Are you still a victim if you're paying for it?
Yes. Mm. You can be.
What if you go back?
Well, then you're just an idiot.
Yeah.
But that's besides the point.
I'm not willing to call them victims if they're like...
What if you've never paid for it, but have been there more than once?
I still wouldn't. Why would you go there for free?
I mean, I didn't know that it was there. I didn't know I was going there. The first time I went there because it was the only place they were going to show that movie Mandy. And I wanted to see it.
That's fair.
The second time I went there, I did not know I was going there until the day before. And then I was like, I almost fucking backed out.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to ruin Christmas.
I mean...
I should have.
Ruining Christmas might be the funnest thing in the world to do.
Is it?
Is there anything more fun than ruining Christmas?
I mean, I guess.
Like, you can never take that back.
I've never actually ruined a Christmas, so I don't know.
Ruin a Christmas sometime. It'll change your life. It's so freeing.
I hear people in your family do that a lot.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I ruined this Christmas. That means I can get away with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a superpower.
Oh, okay. Weird.
Yeah.
Started watching another show, The Goldbergs.
If you tell me this show is good, I'm definitely not listening to anything you say about Malcolm in the Middle.
Have you fucking watched it?
Yeah. It's the worst sitcom on television.
Nah, it's pretty funny.
Oh my fucking... Well, I'm definitely not watching Malcolm in the Middle.
You weren't going to watch it anyway, so shut the fuck up!
I was, because I was looking for something new to watch, but...
Watch Malcolm in the Middle.
If you're telling me something as fucking milquetoast and so fucking down the middle and boring and fucking...
Oh my God, because you have this problem watching television shows where everybody's not just the worst person on earth.
One, that's true.
Like, that's it. That's not
all there is to it.
Yes, there is. Watch
shows where people are good.
No, you don't. You hate them.
Nobody on... Abed is not a villain on Community. Really, the only villain on Community is Jeff Winger.
I mean, Chevy Chase is...
Chevy Chase is a total villain. You're right.
He's a total racist piece of shit. Yeah. That's like your favorite character.
I mean, because he's funny.
Yeah, No, it's because he's a monster.
But I also really like Troy and Abed. And
that's why you don't like the... See, that's why you don't like the Goldbergs. There's no monsters in it.
It's just a terrible fucking show where all the jokes are like the most obvious boomer bullshit I've ever seen in my life. It's so fucking bad, dude. It's like, hey, what if we made the most fucking... Remember Who's the Boss? What if we made a show even more vanilla than Boss?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dude, that is the... And I was like, man, this is a show all about 80s references. It's probably for me. I'm going to watch this show and enjoy it. It's dog shit. It is the worst fucking sitcom ever made. It's worse than fucking Big Bang Theory.
No, it's fucking way. You are high.
It's worse than Big Bang Theory.
There's somebody on that show you just don't like, and that's why you don't like it.
All of the characters.
All of them.
There's not a funny fucking character on the show. It was fucking terrible, man.
Nah.
I am shocked that you like it because it's the most fucking bullshit. Like, it's the most, like... It's CBS, the fucking show, man. Yeah, it is the most middle America, inoffensive, like...
I mean...
No edge or comedy or anything. Like, hey, let's write to the lowest common denominator television show I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, that's not true at all.
And it's fucked because I actually am... I listened to a podcast with two of the fucking writers on the show and I really like them. But God, that show sucks.
Nah, I don't know.
It's bad.
I guess.
Anyway, tell me why you like such a terrible show, so I can never take any of your sitcom recommendations to heart again.
I don't know. I've watched like 5 episodes of
Oof.
It. You watch one episode and you're like, nope.
Yeah.
That's...
I watched the one episode that if there was an episode that could get me into this show, it would have been that one.
Why?
It was a Nightmare on Elm Street episode. They had Freddy Krueger on it.
Oh, I have not seen that episode.
Yeah, it's like season 4 or 5.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why. It's, no, maybe that's just not a good episode.
I've also seen a few episodes of it while I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a few episodes of its follow-up show that's the same show but in the high school in the 90s. That should be good because it has fucking Tim Meadows in it, and it's also not good.
I don't know, man. You're weird.
It's a bad show.
You don't make any sense.
I mean, I think you're just becoming such a fucking old middle America man that you have no discerning taste at all anymore when it comes to media.
I'm maybe.
Oh, I know why you like it.
What?
It's like 15 minutes long.
That's probably actually true.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Ah, oh, fuck, man. This shit's in and out. I'm done with it before I even knew I was watching TV.
Right.
It's the best show ever made. I get it. All right. Yeah. I'm sorry to shit on your favorite show.
It's not my favorite show.
I wanted to watch that show because I love the 80s, and I'm like, fuck, constant 80s movies.
I don't think it's that bad.
It was unfucking watchable to me.
No, I don't think it's that bad.
Oof.
And I mean, I didn't expect much from it. It's like, it's all based on this dude's fucking childhood.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I guess he could have made, maybe.
Look, I like the premise.
Maybe he could have made it a little more outlandish. I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
He could have made it funny, is all I'm saying.
I mean, it's not that bad. I've laughed. Just
like, yeah, but.
Yeah, but. You're watching Gotham. Shut up.
This is the best show ever made.
It's not.
It's, the first season is terrible. The first season is like unwatchable trash. The first three quarters of the first season.
I also appreciate that it doesn't have a fucking laugh track.
Really?
Yeah.
I must have heard a laugh track in my head because the jokes all paused for fucking 30 seconds waiting for a laugh because they were so bad.
They didn't.
God, that show is bad.
They don't.
Ugh.
I can't believe you'd say it's worse than fucking Big Bang Theory because there's nothing worse than that show.
You know what I'd rather
that
watch?
That show is AIDS and cancer.
It is. And then, like, they have somehow added that new fucking Wu-Tang virus.
Wu-Tang virus?
To make Goldbergs.
The Wu-Tang flu?
Yeah.
No.
It's not Xbox. It's Xbox 3.
God damn. Yeah, see, I don't get it. I don't get it. You just
Xbox 3.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yep. I don't think I did anything this week. I played Final Fantasy.
That game's stupid. You're an idiot.
That's fair. Looks great, though. Looks fucking great. They did a good
job. Backgrounds don't look great.
They look better than they did.
I mean,
but there's only so much you can do with a static pre-rendered background to clean it up.
I ain't put new pre-rendered backgrounds in.
Fuck, you know how much work that would be?
Yeah.
Too much.
Not enough.
Too much for the amount of money they were going to make back on it. The fact that they did any work on it at all is impressive to me.
That's true.
I think I watched something else. Maybe I didn't. Colin played Apex Legends. That's a fun game.
Good.
You would hate it because, you know, you're bad at video games, but.
I mean, not bad at them.
I mean, you're worse than me, and I'm dog shit at video games.
They just
games,
don't excite
so
me.
That's fair.
Very, very few games really drag me in, man.
Yeah, I get that.
Breath of the Wild's been the only one in the last, like.
Game is so good, though.
10 years.
Game is so good.
I saw some article that was talking about that game. Like, hey, if you have a Fortnite addiction, maybe you should play Breath of the Wild. Like, I guess what they're trying to get at is that Fortnite is like sensory overload for people.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, go and play Breath of the Wild. It's like a complete fucking opposite effect.
It's like a lullaby.
Yeah. But it like, it's still something that engages you and keeps you interested, but it's not like just slamming your brain with fucking shit constantly.
I need to play Breath of the Wild again.
You do?
I do. I need to start that game over and play through it again. I just need to walk around the fields of Hyrule and just looking at things. I don't even need to play the game again. I just need to roam around.
Did I tell you that somebody came out with the Breath of the Wild mod for Skyrim to make Skyrim not a terrible game?
How does it achieve?
It just makes it look like Breath of the Wild.
Oh, I was going to say, does it literally just uninstall Skyrim and install Breath of the Wild?
That'd be fucking great.
Because that would be a better game.
It would. I don't know that I've ever played Skyrim.
Skyrim is fine.
I have no desire to play a game that like that.
Of all the Elder Scrolls games, it's the best.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's better than Morrowind?
Yes.
Hmm.
I think so. Okay. Other people will have other opinions, I'm sure. The only real problem I have with it is it controls like...
They all control like dog shit. Yeah. For the type of game it is, it doesn't fuck... The reason the Fallout games work is because the VAT system exists.
Right.
If VATs wasn't a thing, those games would be unfucking playable.
If you're playing bow and arrow, it's fine. Or if you're playing magic, it's not too bad. But if you're using a sword...
It's terrible.
It plays exactly like Minecraft. That's the level of fucking combat they have.
It's fucking awful.
It's not great.
Like, it always amazed me because, like, I got it with Morrowind because, you know, the time it came out and get games from like 1990 fucking 6, 97. Yeah. It's old. But comparing that game to what was the next one? Oblivion?
Yeah.
Oblivion's controls were pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. Like, it had real stiff fucking animations for your character, which was just. And, like, that game came out in the time when we were playing World of Warcraft, which looked fucking infinitely better in every single way when it came to combat. I'm like, why couldn't they have just fucking adopted something more similar to that?
Well, because
that would have made these games more playable.
Because they wanted them to be action games, not fucking just watch your character do its fight games.
Yeah, but it's...
But they didn't do a good job doing it.
Yeah.
Is the problem. And then, combat hasn't really changed in those games at all.
No.
Like, the only real difference is I think you can put magic on both hands in Skyrim, which is kind of cool.
Hmm.
So you can shoot ice with one hand and fire with the other. Weirdly enough, if the games had combat like Dark Souls, they might be better. But like responsive.
Oh, okay.
Like the combat setup of Dark Souls.
I thought you meant the sludgy controls.
No. Basically the parry system. I think if the game had a good parry system, it has a parry system, but it's not great.
Okay.
I think if you could parry and stab, it'd be a better game.
So, yeah, all right. Or I was going to say like the Arkham Asylum games.
Well, that's way different, but yes, also always that.
Yes.
Because, you know, that's so pretty cool.
It is. It's awesome.
I don't know if that shit would work in first person.
Actually, you know what? You know what game did it really fucking well?
What's that?
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Did combat really fucking well.
Sure did.
Goddamn.
But again, third person games.
They should all be third person games. I mean, first person fucking games like that are stupid.
I 100% agree.
Even first person shooters are stupid and I won't play them.
I 90% agree.
Well, because the greatest shooter ever is a third person.
Right. So. I know. I've played it.
I know. Have you?
Mag? Yeah, it was great.
I mean, nobody played that.
I know, and it bums me out. I think it was first person, but that's not the point.
It would have been cool, though.
It was made by Zipper. You would have really liked it if you
had
played it.
I'm sure I would have. Well, I didn't have a PlayStation 3, so.
I know. If that game was on PC, it would still be like one of the biggest games in the universe right now. It's a bummer that it was a fucking console exclusive. For what they were trying to do.
Right.
And a console that had such a slow fucking start on top of that.
Yep. PS3 did not take off until shit like 4 years before they fucking stopped making it.
Yeah.
That system was out for 10 years almost.
Yeah. I think it was 8 or 9 years between its launch and the PS4.
Yeah. And 360 was smoking it for the first fucking 5 or 6 years at least.
Basically
up until PlayStation was like, oh, we're going to give you guys games for free.
Yeah. Yes.
And then people are like, oh, okay, I'll play you.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Really?
That's smart.
I mean, I guess, but it doesn't change the fact that, I don't know.
Speaking of console sales, you know, you remember that doomed little console that wasn't even going to sell 10 million units?
What one?
The Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
One you insisted was a miserable failure.
I mean, it was.
It has sold over 50 million now.
Well, look.
It's like one of the fastest selling consoles of all time.
Yeah, I know. It's because they market it to dumb people.
Also, it's because...
And also put the one of the best games ever made out on it.
Two of the best games ever. The two best video games ever made are out on it.
I don't think I could enjoy Odyssey.
That's possible, but I'd be surprised if you didn't. It is so much fucking fun. Yeah, it's stupid.
I don't know. I never liked the 3D Mario games. Just couldn't.
I liked the first one, but yeah, I've never been a 3D platformer of that style in general fan. Like, yeah. I mean, I guess if you count like Eco and Shadow of the Colossus, but that's not really, really,
yeah,
the
I've
same.
Never really liked 3D platformers either. I think Jack and Daxter is one of the few I really fucking enjoyed.
And see, I didn't get into any of those, but that fucking Mario Odyssey, man, it's a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah, platformers are weird. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I guess there is one I loved. It's Psychonauts.
Never did play that.
Oh, fuck. You should check that game out.
I mean, I think I have it, but...
I was going to say, if you don't have it, it's free on fucking Steam every other day.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm pretty sure I got in one of my Humble Bundle deals or something.
Almost certainly. That game they give away nonstop, and it is marvelous and hilarious. It's one of the few games that's actually legitimately funny.
No, I think the next game I'm going to attempt to play, because I played Shenmue 3 for a little while and then stopped because
it's Shenmue?
It's
the best video game ever made.
The best worst video game ever made.
Because nothing happens in it.
Fuck!
Dude, I'm way far into that game and still nothing has happened and I love it. Yeah, but then I bought Final Fantasy 7 and 9.
I don't know. I'll get back to it eventually.
Yeah. I mean, you got 10 years before the next one comes out, so you got time.
Right. Right. No, 20.
That's what... The reason I'm slowing down is because I'm like... I heard that it's... According to Yu Suzuki, after this game, he's roughly 40% through the story.
What?
So I'm like, oh.
I thought he was finished with it.
Nope. So you still don't get to fight Landy. And I was like, well, then I guess I can just take my time. I don't really need to rush through this if I'm not going to fucking get revenge for my dad.
How ridiculous.
Yu Suzuki's a madman.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I hope he can keep making them.
No, I got the Banner Saga 1 and 2.
I heard those are good.
I'm going to install those and play those. I got them for the Xbox One.
I'm eager to hear your reports.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'll like them because they're tactical RPGs.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I don't know. I need a new game.
Yeah.
But I want something that, like... I played through the Sega Game Gear version of Shining Force, Sword of Haya is what they call it. And I realized why I really like those games. Because I can pick them up, go in and fight a battle for anywhere between 15 minutes and 45 minutes.
Right.
And I've progressed the story a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I can stop and come back.
Yeah.
A lot of games are not like that.
Yeah, a lot of games, once you're out, you're like, well, I have no idea what the fuck was going on.
Yeah. The Witcher was one of those games for me.
Yeah.
The Witcher 3. Because I started playing that, and I was having a decent time with it. One of the problems with that game is the control scheme is fucking outrageous.
Yeah.
There's just so much shit going on a controller.
Which Witcher?
3.
Okay.
There's so much shit going on. You got like all these different magics and you got to like toggle through them.
Yeah.
And like you need certain ones to do certain things. I'm like, well, I'm never going to remember this.
Yeah.
It's not like, fuck.
There's a good example of if Skyrim was a good game.
Yeah. I might restart The Witcher and just do the fucking guide me through this game version.
Yeah.
The super babby mode.
Yeah.
Just to see the story. Because the story's fucking good.
Is that one of the games that has the story mode?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a clever idea for those kinds
of games. It is. It's a really good, because it's like, hey, I just got somebody to spend $60 on this game.
Yeah.
Just to
watch it like a movie.
Just to not do anything with it.
Which is fine.
Like, I'm charging them $60 because we spent a ton of time developing a game with a control scheme that works and all this other shit, but...
Final Fantasy IX, the Switch version, has... Basically, it has toggles that can more or less make it that game. Like, you can turn off all encounters. And then for, like, boss fights and shit, you can turn on, like, basically infinite stats.
What?
So you can just walk through that game if you just want to see the story now.
Okay, I find that a little weird. I don't know.
It's exactly what you're describing.
I know, but it's different because...
It's not at all is the thing. It's exactly what you're describing.
I feel like it's different because I had to, you know...
Because you had to work for it?
Yes.
It's not fair. I had to work for it, you motherfuckers. It's like motherfuckers who get their mounts in World of Warcraft at like level 10 now, those pieces of shit.
Yeah,
who
fuck
do you
that.
Think you are?
Actually, no. I can't talk shit because, you know... I'm a paladin, so...
Oh, you got your mount
my
for
level
free?
My level 40 mount was a... I just trained for it.
Yeah.
Although my level 60 mount fucking sucked to get.
Right.
It was like I had to go and collect a bunch of Arcanite bars.
But imagine if, like, you got both those mounts at, like, level 20, I think, now.
Yeah, right.
Pieces of shit. Don't got to earn anything.
Well, you know.
Except for, I guess, they got to still play that game.
Ooh, I did something else this week.
Yeah?
Yesterday, actually. Today and yesterday.
Okay.
I triggered somebody.
Was it me?
No.
You're triggering me with your taste in fucking sitcoms, let me tell you.
So sorry for you. Look, man. And no, Malcolm in the Middle is way funnier than the Goldbergs.
I mean, it could not be. If it's funny
yes, it
at
could
all,
be.
If it has a joke in it, it's way funnier than the Goldbergs.
God damn it.
Fuck. Sorry, go on.
Maybe I just like Jewish people a lot.
I mean, I like Star Trek as much as the next guy.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't really... I mean, they didn't really talk about it, though.
That's fair.
I don't know. There's something innocent about it that I guess I appreciate.
That's fair. Never mind.
I saw yesterday somebody posted a picture. Apparently, there's some fucking dude that testified against Donald Trump, and I don't care about him.
Right.
I mean, he's like a fucking war hero or something.
Okay.
And Republicans are shitting all over him.
Of course they are.
Testified against Trump.
That's what you got to do.
But.
Maintain the line.
Person who posted this said, but the economy is doing good. Actually, what you mean is that the rich are getting richer. And so I replied. I was like, I mean, everybody should be getting richer. Anybody who isn't probably isn't trying hard enough.
Well.
And he agreed with me. He's like, yeah, it's all about your hustle. He's like, but it's not, you know, it's still not okay that massive corporations are getting all these fucking tax benefits. I'm like, I agree. We're not on a different page here. And some other guy fucking came in and was like, you're wrong. My mama is 60 years old and weighs 80 pounds. She's worked at McDonald's full time for like 10 years and was employee of the year a few years back. You answer me real careful, bud. You think my mama isn't trying hard enough to get richer? I'm a mama's boy, Colin, so consider that when you answer if you do. And I just replied, I don't know you or your mom. Like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
It's like, good point. Now go read a book before you throw out blanket statements.
Maybe if his mom read a book, she wouldn't be working at McDonald's.
I mean, you can comment on it. You know this person.
Oh, do I?
Yes.
Shit. Do they listen?
No.
I got to edit that out.
No, they don't.
Okay.
I was just like, or maybe don't get your panties in a wad when somebody on the internet says something.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't talking shit about your mom, but clearly I fucking struck a nerve.
Like,
so.
Don't McDonald's managers make like 60 grand a year?
I don't think she's a manager.
Oh.
She's probably just a fucking fry cook.
Because my little sister was making a fucking killing up at Wendy's.
They make decent money as managers there.
Yeah.
Store managers. Like, I'm not shitting on people for not necessarily having, like, if you don't have the skills to fucking be able to make money, then you don't got it. I'm not faulting you necessarily, but it's also your fault.
Well.
If you want, I deal with a lot of wealthy people.
Yeah.
Almost none of these people are fucking trust fund kiddies.
Yeah.
They're all people who fucking busted their ass and made a lot of sacrifices. And
right.
I mean, sure, maybe there was some luck in some of it.
Well.
Some of it was these people started businesses that just fucking happened to take off.
Right.
But most of them are people who spent fucking 8 to 10 years in school.
Sure.
Out of high school and shit. Like,
but I mean, it's also kind of like sports, man. There's two other things. Like, yeah, You're not going to become a superstar millionaire football player unless you're busting your ass. But also, you need the natural talent and skills.
That's absolutely part of it.
And you need a lot of luck because there's a million people who are doing all those things and still don't make it. And increasingly with automation and the way the fucking world is going, like just to be a McDonald's fry cook is going to be like that soon. You know what I mean? One of the things Dick Masterson is always on about that I agree with is like eventually we're just going to have to like take care of all these people because there's not going to be anything they're capable of doing.
Well, that's why that's Andrew Yang's entire fucking presidential platform.
Right.
Which I don't completely agree with him, but he's the only one who's fucking talking about that.
He's the only one saying it like, hey, not everybody is capable of doing anything really. Yeah.
And I'm okay with that guy.
Yeah. Like,
again, also, you know,
some people are just never going to be able to use a computer.
Yeah.
They just lack the fucking innate skill set.
Yeah. Some people are just fucking kind of dumb.
And those people shouldn't have to starve to death because of
it. No, I agree. So, I agree 100%. But yeah, there's just this weird, I think people have this real weird obsession with wealth.
Yeah.
Like either wanting it or envying those who have it.
Right.
And I don't get it. I don't give a fuck that people are rich and have shit I don't have.
What you're saying is we should go over to Larry's house and steal his money because he has more than me. I agree.
Yeah, see, I don't agree with that.
Neither do I. So,
silly. It's a really silly concept.
I mean, I'm living very comfortably, but I'm also broke as shit to do it, but I'm like skating the line perfectly and I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I'm doing pretty well myself. Right. And yeah, I'm like, I don't make a ton of money. I make still under $50,000 a year.
Right.
But
I
can manage to live.
You inherited all those millions from your parents or grandparents or whatever.
Nope. Not a dime.
You got that Ferrari that your uncle left you.
I mean, I used to have a picture of a Ferrari Testarossa.
Yeah, see?
That's pretty cool.
You got a picture of a Ferrari.
It's a poster and it had a girl in a bikini next to it. That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
God damn.
I think that's something people really fucking... They really have this idea that that's what it's like for most people that aren't fucking struggling.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, clearly you came from, like, no, I came from nothing.
I mean,
literally nothing. Nobody in my family, not a single person in my family has money. We're all fucking just living the way you were saying it.
Yeah.
We all have houses and shit, but none of us are fucking well off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm fine with it.
Right.
I wouldn't mind doing a little better. It'd be nice.
Yeah. I'd like to. Yeah. If I could pay my house off and then just get a stupid job at a video game store to pay for food, that'd be
awesome. That would be ideal.
That would be my dream.
Actually, I don't think you'd want to work at a video game store because you'd have to deal with people. And that's even worse.
Yeah, you might be right.
I am right. Maybe you can run like an online video game store.
But I also kind of want to talk to people about things I like.
You could be like the Games Workshop guy. Oh my God. You could just go work at Games Workshop.
Yeah. Could I be the new Games Workshop guy? Could we fire that guy and I'll go in there and fucking chase people out of the store because that's a good business model.
Right.
They changed the name of it. It's not called Games Workshop anymore. It's just called Warhammer.
Which, that's weird. I mean, I guess it's the only thing they really do.
It's the only thing they sell. So I guess you're like, well, nobody knows what Games Workshop is. But if they see Warhammer, they know exactly what they're going in for.
But if people fucking know what Warhammer is, know it's by Games Workshop. So,
yeah, I know.
That's silly.
I don't understand why they changed the name of the store from Games Workshop to Warhammer. But they did.
I forgot to bring it, but I bought a fidget cube.
Yeah, I saw it. I kind of wanted to play with it.
I was going to grab it, and I just fucking... Doria came home when I was leaving, so I forgot to snag it.
That's fair. I also upset somebody on the internet today.
Nice. Good job.
On doubleviking.com, go there and follow them on Facebook. They posted a first pic of Kristen Wiig's Cheetah from upcoming Wonder Woman 1984. Mm-hmm. Not bad at all, they say. Are we sure this is the DCEU? I responded. So far, Wonder Woman has been the only DCEU movie that I thought was actually good. It wasn't perfect, but it was miles beyond Aquaman and Suicide Squad, which were both kind of dumpster fires. Some random motherfucker replies to that. Trevor, your opinion? Why do people feel like they're IMDb or Rotten Tomatoes when on Facebook? So he got pissed that I don't like the DC movies. So I responded.
Is this on Facebook?
Yeah, it's on the Double Viking Facebook. I responded, Double Viking, can I write the official review for this movie so I can be credited in the Rotten Tomatoes Metascore so my opinion can be canonized?
God damn it. Have you gotten an answer for that?
No, not yet.
I hope so.
I think I made Kavarius mad, though.
Why?
Because I'm like, hey, Kavarius, can I talk shit on your Facebook page? He's like, what am I going to do, block you? What the fuck? Don't be gay. I'm like, I mean, you're right, but I don't know how seriously he's taking this business, and I don't want to scare off his, like, one subscriber before he even gets it off the ground.
God damn. He does not have one subscriber.
I know. It's probably doing pretty well.
1,685.
He's doing better than our show. Fuck.
I know. Pounding pavement trying to get shit done.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I didn't want to just start. Like, I had a whole fucking diatribe of how fucking Rotten Tomatoes was king lord of all opinions, and I need to kneel before I need to fucking prostrate myself before his lord grace Rotten Tomatoes and ask permission to have a fucking opinion on the internet. Fuck this guy. But I'm gonna write the official review for fucking Wonder Woman 1984 just so I can shove it up this idiot's ass and be like, there, now I am Rotten Tomatoes. Go fuck yourself. The rest of the DCEU sucks. You piece of shit.
You know what? I was watching Wonder Woman. I don't remember finishing it.
That's fine. It's not great, but for all the... It's
Gal Gadot's pretty hot.
Gal Gadot's very hot.
I like her as like... I think she's a good Wonder Woman.
So you've seen a Marvel movie.
Yes.
I think... Wonder Woman,
97 hours of each one.
I think Wonder Woman is as close as they get to being like one of those.
Yeah.
It's fine. I will never watch it again. I'll never watch any of those movies again.
I will.
But it's not actively fucking bad every other DC movie has been since fucking Superman, since Batman versus Superman.
I'll still rewatch the Guardians movies.
I saw them once. That's all I needed. Yeah. The first one, maybe I'd watch again. The second one, probably not.
I enjoy them. Also, the second one has Kurt Russell, so I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I thought it got a little too silly. I thought it got a little too silly for my taste. It was fine. I loved it. I enjoyed it as I was watching it. But if I was going to rewatch any of those movies other than Iron Man, because I think the first Iron Man is actually fantastic.
And the first Captain America is probably the best one. We've discussed.
It's true.
War movie.
It's really good. That's why I thought you'd like Wonder Woman, but I guess World War One not so much.
No, World War One is a dumb war.
That's fair.
Nobody cared about that war. We don't remember it. It's too far. I think part of that is that war was too far removed for most people growing up. When movies and shit were being made, like when the movie industry got real big.
Yeah.
World War Two was pretty fresh.
That's fair.
I think that reflects in that because there's not a ton of World War One movies. Yeah.
And there's that one that just came out.
Is there?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think April went to see it. 1916, I think it was called.
1917.
1917. Yeah. I was a year off.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man. World War One is so forgotten. It's not even the forgotten war. That's a different war. That's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird one. Also, it wasn't as... that war was fought almost entirely on the ground.
Yeah. Well, like, we barely had planes then. I mean, except for like Snoopy. Snoopy was over there putting in work against the Red Baron.
Right.
Thank you, Pilot Snoopy, fucking flying ace, for saving us from the Red Baron.
It was all trench warfare, which is also dirty. Just kind of, nasty and...
Yeah.
Not is
how crazy is that?
I don't want to say glamorous, but
like
glamorous.
Was that 1917? And then World War II was what, like 1935, 1934?
Yeah, it was in the mid 30s to
early or mid 40s, actually.
How much of the world's viable population was wiped out, like, in those 20 years?
A lot.
It's fucking crazy.
I mean, more than 6 million just by fucking Jews, just by the Germans.
Yeah, but I mean, like, and then war casualties of, like,
oh, I know,
basically everybody who could produce a baby. How the fuck did we not just go extinct after that shit?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Crazy thing to think about.
Yeah. Like, hey, every viable sperm in the world, let's go to war.
Right.
Everybody between the age of 17 and 40, go die. For what? I mean, I guess World War II had a point. I guess stopping the Nazis was probably a good call.
I mean, we didn't really want to do it. It wasn't until Japan attacked America that we were like, okay, fine.
I mean, I get that.
We'll help. We'll help.
Also, apparently Russia was just as fucking vile, and we just like...
Oh, Russia was fucking horrible. Oof. I will implore anybody who has not done so, there is a podcast out there called Hardcore History by Dan Carlin, and he goes through and does... He releases these long, epic episodes talking about different historical events and periods. And he had one, which you'd probably have to purchase at this point, because after like a year or two, he puts them into like a, you know, paid 99 cents for an episode.
I think Smodcast started doing that too.
But he did one called The Ghosts of the Ostfront, which was World War II on the Eastern Front.
Yeah.
That is some fucking gnarly shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few stories. So it was a lot of it was covered there. Fighting in the winter.
Yeah.
There was a point where the Russians were taking bodies of dead Nazi soldiers and building roads out of them.
Jesus.
Yes.
Wow.
They put their fucking bodies and cover it with water and freeze over, and they drive over them with their tanks and shit.
I mean,
because
you got to admire the fucking ingenuity, I guess.
Fuck, dude. Like,
but I wasn't even talking about, like, at least that was their enemy. I guess, like,
they shot their own. They had a squad of fucking sharpshooters that would sit at the back of the fucking forces,
right,
and anybody running away would get fucking clipped.
Right. And then, like, I guess, like, people we would team up with to liberate countries, like freedom fighters inside of countries, then, like, if they were Soviet territory, like, Soviets would just come in and execute them.
Yeah.
Like, the people fighting against the Nazis, they'd be like, no, because we're going to take this when we're done, so you're all dead, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Russians. I mean, Stalin was fucked.
Yeah.
That dude was at least as bad as fucking Hitler. Mm. Pretty evil fucking person.
Anyway, emails?
Sure.
Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
Oh, wait. Before emails, did you want to... I don't know. I guess you don't want to get really political, but I just kind of wanted to laugh about the Iowa caucuses.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, everybody loved Pete Buttigieg.
Pete Buttgag?
Everybody's heard of Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, right. Well, he's gay, so he's the perfect person for that.
I want him to win.
Yeah, oh, do you?
Yeah, I want him to win. I want him to win. Like, I want to watch...
You want him to become president?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't care about his policies at all. I want to watch people melt down like fucking whiny school children about there being a homosexual in the White House.
I mean...
I want to watch 75% of this country show its true colors and just fucking throw a all of the Republicans and half of the Democrats throw the world's biggest tantrum when they find out there's a gay guy in the White House, because that would be fucking funny. Like, you fucking idiots.
I
don't know anything about his policies. He seems like a very nice guy.
He's an idiot.
I'm sure he is. He's a politician, but...
He's
he doesn't seem as vile as the rest of them, I guess.
No, he's a bitch boy. So what I know of him,
I'm sure he's a corporate guy.
I was listening company, to well, DNC company man. So he apparently had money invested in the company that was doing the polling.
Yeah.
For the Iowa caucus.
Yes,
that's brilliant.
Him and George Soros paid for the app that was all the problems.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
There was one of the debates that they let Tulsi participate in.
Yeah.
Because now they don't let her participate in debates.
Of course not.
Because, well.
Yeah.
She's...
Because she'd win.
I mean, yeah, she's one of the few viable people they have.
Right.
Except that Democrats are generally just as dumb as Republicans and believe all the propaganda that their fucking news stations feed them.
Yeah.
They were talking between them, and they're talking about, they brought up Tulsi's meeting with Assad. That's right. One of the things they're like, oh, she's a Russian asset. She's buddy buddy with that evil Assad. You know, the guy who his name had been cleared by like the UN.
Yeah.
They accused him of using chemical weapons on his own people. Like,
right.
They went and inspected it. Like, yeah, there's no evidence that he did this. There's evidence, though, that the rebel forces that we're supporting did this to make it look like he did this.
Yeah.
And that was like, bloop, 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 we got to brush that under the rug.
Of course.
You know. Also, have you, side note, have you noticed how the Syria things kind of just died off and nobody talks about it anymore?
Weird.
Well, it's because Israel is now moving to pump their natural gas through the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah.
Which is the whole point of Syria, was to pump natural gas up into Europe. Now they're just going to go by way of the Mediterranean Sea, so it's not a big deal anymore.
Perfect.
Because, you know, they were never going to get that. Anyway, he was talking shit. He was like, I don't go and talk to evil dictators. And she's like, well, I do, because I have the courage to talk to our enemies as well as our allies.
Nice.
And he was like, oh, but.
And who was this?
That was Pete Buttigieg. Oh,
that's funny.
So fuck that guy.
All right.
He's a pussy.
I mean, obviously. But still.
I mean, I don't want to say that because he's gay, but he's a giant pussy.
Yeah.
So fuck him.
All right.
I just with a side of ugh.
I like that Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren did so poorly that they had to make believe a guy nobody's heard of won instead of either of them.
I know.
It was so demonstrably bad how bad they did that they're like, well, fuck, we can't let Bernie be number one. Who can we pretend beat him, because nobody's going to buy either of these two losers did? Oh, I love it.
There's political ads out there of people. It's just random people on the street going, oh, I don't think he could win against Donald Trump.
Right.
I don't. Oh, well, he had a heart attack. That's terrible. Joe Biden's had the top of his head removed 3 fucking times, idiots.
Is that why he talks like that?
Yes!
No, because he talked like that even before he had brain surgery.
Well, it's because he's a drunk.
Yeah. Oh, I believe that. Look at him.
Not believe it. He is. He's a drunk.
Anyway.
Again, I mean, really, this all comes down to, let's stop fucking...
voting in geriatrics?
Yes.
I agree with that.
I mean, at least Pete Buttigieg isn't a geriatric.
Right.
But also, there's zero reason that he is surging to the top.
Also, he's handsome. Wouldn't it be nice to have a handsome president again?
When's the last time we had one of those?
Ah, Obama was a good-looking guy.
I don't know.
Obama's wife was a good-looking guy.
Wow! Racist!
What does that have to do with race?
Because she's black.
What does that have to do with... No, you don't get to turn this around on
me. Yes, I do.
Damn it, I didn't purposely make a racist joke about you earlier. I was going to be nice. I was going to point out the reason you like the Goldbergs, but because there's no black people in it.
Yeah, but there's Jews in it. Aren't they like equal?
Depends on the week.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
White supremacists sometimes get them a little less?
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends on what white supremacists are getting at that week.
Okay, fair enough.
They're like how sometimes Cobra and Destro team up, but sometimes they kind of work against each other.
Yeah. Fuck me. God damn it.
God damn. Let's read emails.
Okay.
TheLoudNeighbors@Outlook.com before we get canceled. Jake writes in, remember the Alamo Sham House?
Ooh.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Oh, yeah. He's got a story, buddy.
So I'm all for jumping on the bandwagon of boycotting the Alamo, a place that employs fascist rules and tries to kill their patrons with poison drinks. About a month ago, my 7 and 5-year-old and I planned a day to go see the new Star Wars movie over Christmas break, so me thinking it would be a tough ticket at the Alamo, I ordered the tickets online, which weren't cheap. $30 for mm-hmm. three tickets? That's not bad.
Yeah, but for kids?
Oh, no, that's fair.
They charge the same for kids as they do for fucking...
Yeah, well, they don't want kids there. That's their whole shtick.
Yeah, I get it.
So we drove all the way out to 370 from North O to... Why would you do that? To watch the movie, and we get asked about the kids' ages. I told them 7 and 5. The Alamo wouldn't let my 5-year-old in to see the movie because they don't allow anyone in under 6 years old to see any movie. Something I still don't quite understand, since you can take your kid to a rated R movie if they're under 17, if you are accompanying them... And what do they do for Disney movies? They don't show Disney movies. They show Disney movies, but only to fucking adults with neck beards and Arrested Development.
Yes.
Needless to say, I was not happy and let the 18-year-old at the counter know that we wouldn't be coming back to the Alamo ever. They refunded only $25 of my $30, which I kept asking about, and she finally explained about a third-party fee being $5, and that is why I was shorted. Fair enough, I guess, but still just added to the disappointment. Alamo Drafthouse. I hate it. That was just me adding on to there.
It's a fucking not a good place.
So we get into the car, and my kids are just confused, and I explain to them that they wouldn't let us see the movie for X reason. My son, Stone Cold Faced, who is 7, says, "When I grow up to be a construction engineer, I'm going to bulldoze that place to the ground." I cheered him on while driving to the AMC at Westroads to see the movie.
Good job, kid.
My 5-year-old daughter slept through half the movie, so a lot of trouble she was. I hope those poison ladies sue the Alamo, and that is the last we hear about that place, or I hope they flourish for 20 years and my son somehow gets the job of wiping them off the planet. Sorry for the long-ended email. Take care and love the show, Jake. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that place.
Yeah, that's, wow. They get worse every week.
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
I'm waiting for the Mimsy email that's going to defend them. Talk about how great they are and how much she loves that place and their awful seating and policies.
She talks about a lot of movies, but she does not defend the place. I don't think she had finished the episode yet.
Gotcha.
But I told her last night I was playing Apex with Ben, and I'm like, Mimsy, make sure you write in defending murderers, please, you know, and homicide, because you love it so much.
Yep.
Like, oh, man, nothing better than homicide and the stink of bar food.
Mmm, yummy.
In uncomfortable chairs.
In the hustle and bustle of waitresses and waiters walking around you when you're watching a fucking movie. Yeah,
you wouldn't want a 5-year-old in there because, you know, disrupting anything. Fuck that theater.
It's so bad.
Mimsy says, movies. Congrats to me. I saw all the Best Picture nominees for the Academy Awards.
Okay.
Colin, you should see The Irishman.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of the 7 hours of it.
It meets your criteria of being a long-ass boring movie.
It's a mob movie.
Yeah.
It's a story-driven movie, not an action-driven movie.
Yeah. So that's what it is. It can be long if it's story-driven. Otherwise 15 minutes.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of these long ass movies that are coming out are just fucking action.
Yeah.
Which isn't good inherently. That's it fair. Can be good.
Yeah. Bad Boys was dope.
That's fine. It probably is. The first one was really good. That's the only one I think I've ever seen.
You need to watch the second one.
Yeah.
The second one is insane. Wait,
I think the second one's one with him talking shit to the Martins. Okay.
Yes.
I have seen that one.
Okay. Movie is 2.5 hours long for no reason. And every 20 minutes is just another 20 minutes of nonstop action. And then it ends with them invading Cuba.
Yeah.
What a great movie. Bad Boys 2 is a perfect movie. Also, it's literally Michael Bay and Jerry Bruckheimer. Like,
yeah.
What? Why do you need them both? You don't ever need them both. This is dangerous. Recommendations for you all: Ford versus Ferrari, Parasite, and Jojo Rabbit.
Ford versus Ferrari doesn't look good. I don't care about race cars.
Yeah, and I've never heard of Parasite and Jojo Rabbit's the Hitler Youth one, right? Where it's like a little kid and Hitler skipping around holding hands.
Oh, I thought that was that fucking girl from Omaha that does YouTube videos.
What?
Oh, it's Jojo Siwa. Never mind.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's some wholesome little YouTube girl. Who kids like?
The only things I watch on YouTube are wrestling reviews.
Oh, speaking of.
And angry. I'm going to finish this email before you.
No, go for it. I'm listening.
Wasn't a fan of 1917. Plot is boring as fuck. I mean, it's World War One.
Yeah, we just didn't you just listen to us discussing this like 5 minutes ago? God. Jeez, Mimsy.
Listen to the show before right again. You know what? I am pretty sure I had floor cleaner at La Mesa and I survived.
La Mesa's fucking awful too. So, I mean, if you're going there, then.
I mean, straight from La Mesa to the Alamo, drinking bleach.
Ugh.
I love how the Alamo is like, here, have some vouchers, A+ move. I'm all about murder. I'm a liberal, so this shouldn't be a shock. Oh, well, fuck. I mean, she has a point. Like, let's take a look at it from the other way. They are killing bougie upscale white women. So.
I guess.
Maybe they're doing God's work.
Maybe.
They're killing the kind of people who would go to Alamo. So is it really a loss?
Fuck.
I feel you two need to have 1G rated pod that I can send to threads for pods to listen to. Then when they realize what you are, they'll be like, I got bamboozled. Cheers from your worst emailer.
A G rated pod? What?
We don't say fuck every other word.
No, but I mean, like, what is she trying to send it to?
Oh, maybe where we don't talk about... I think she's trying to trick liberals into listening to us.
Oh.
Which I'm all for, because that's funny.
How are we going to...
We just one...
One episode?
Oh, no, Mimsy, just send her the... When we do the E3 pod, that's usually pretty tame. Like, we don't get into politics on that. We just talk about video games. Colin isn't here, so, like, there's nothing abrasive or racist on the show.
Nothing abrasive?
Yeah, I'm not abrasive. Nothing. Am I abrasive?
No.
Is Mimsy abrasive? Aw. I think she's endearing on that podcast. She gets very excited about the video games.
The video games. I just linked in the Facebook group. Last week we had talked about wrestling, and I talked about this Scottish guy who does some wrestling kind of history stories.
Yeah.
And we also talked about Steve Blackman. Well, he just released one about Steve Blackman, so I linked that.
Dope. I will watch that during my breaks.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
No,
I'm good. Loudneighbors.com, Facebook.com/loudneighbors, doubleviking.com. Go there. Help Kavarius make money, I guess. I don't know how that's working, but...
Yeah, I don't either.
Get it up and running. Follow it on Facebook. I don't think he's posted actually any... I don't think he's done anything with the website itself yet, but he's been super active on the Facebook.
Yeah. It's weird, because it's just not... It's like, that's not him.
It's getting more him. Like, it started off super positive, and then as it goes on, it's more and more like, nobody gives a shit about this.
Yeah.
And I am liking it, and I'm like, man, that's what the world needs, is it one is. Of these nerd sites that's not just fucking...
That just shits on everything?
That tells that gives real opinions and not isn't just faux excited for every single comic book-related thing that comes out. Like, we are all so hyped for the new blah, blah, blah.
Or
like,
isn't just filled with fucking SJW writers.
Right. That isn't just like, we're all so excited for fucking Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey. Yes, Queen. Like, no, that movie looks bad. Like, right. I watched a fight scene of that they posted as a promotion on the Birds of Prey Twitter, and it's the worst choreography I've ever seen. Like, the punches in a fucking Hollywood movie are like 6 feet away from faces.
Oh, good.
It's dog shit. It looks terrible. And that's my Harley Quinn Birds of Prey review.